leveled in place. We electronically fire up the motor that pushes the side out about 18 inches or so, and makes the room larger. There's a table along each side. On that table are the primary computers. That we operate from, and I'll go over that again in just a minute, what those computers are. The other next major area is what's called the galley area. Then behind that is a large conference room, and it also has a slide out. It's not quite as large as the communications operations area, but it's a pretty good size. It's probably about 8 to 10 feet. That's where we've got our television also. And then in the back is a small command conference room. And it has bench-like cushioned seats and a table in the middle. It's quite cozy, but functional. We did not use it in this exercise. We used it for storage to get stuff out of the way so that we could operate better in the other areas. Room has a door on it. There is also a door on the room right before it. The large conference room has a door. And there's another door right before you get to going from the operations area to the kitchen. There's a door. So we can close the doors if necessary to help with noise, whatever. But with the generator going, we usually don't have to do it because we don't hear the other areas anyway unless they are really loud. But we do have that capability. The driver and passenger chairs swivel 180 degrees, and when you turn those things around, there's a little table sitting there just right for a laptop and a mouse. And I use the passenger one most of the time for my activities. I had the radio for Windlink sitting on the table behind it, but up high enough that I could see it. Although the computer controls the radio, all I had to do was get to the volume to turn it up to listen before I transmit it, then turn it back down, and that worked well. The combo ops area has, like I say, laptops. Those laptops have network connections for our network. A computer there for Windlink, another one for WebEOC, and another one for general use, an internet, a radio console, and an onboard weather station. We have a little mast with a weather station on it that we put up. We dedicate a computer to keep the temperature and wind speed and direction and all that recorded, we could look at. The galley area has a refrigerator, microwave, sink, and restroom, and a large conference room. There are four tables with network connections, and the small conference area also has a computer connection. Anyway, that's the layout. What we did in the exercise, as I said, where I sit, well, also part of the time would work out of the general ops area. That's where we had most of our activity. But at the same time we were doing that, Alpha Alpha 4 Tango November was set up in the large conference room, as was Alpha Alpha Mike 4 India Tango November. They had their laptops in there, and they were doing their functions and we were completely oblivious to them, or I was most of the time. Didn't even know if they were there. Had to look sometimes to see if they were there. I don't know how oblivious they were to me, but anyway, from my point of view, it worked out quite well with the separation of functions. And that's mostly what I wanted to cover. I would say the other thing is the floor was of significant size in the large conference area for an air mattress, and that's where I slept. So it really did. did serve as a multifunction vehicle for this exercise, and I thought that's probably what would be best to go over. This is Alfalfa Romeo for Charlie Yankee. I think what I'll do is I'm going to call on a few stations for a comment. And we have 37 stations on the net this evening, so there's no way to get to everyone. I'm going to call on a few that deployed and see if they have any comments, things that they did they want to comment on. Oh, there is something else I wanted to say. It's what I didn't accomplish and what I really... Sue asked me on one of the nets what I would, while the exercise was going on, was what I've done if had it to do over again, or what would I've done different. And I would have, certainly would have had the computers talking to each other first. Didn't realize they wouldn't. But the thing that really that I didn't think about until after the late the last evening, early the next morning that we were shutting down, that I never did fire up the camera, taking very many pictures, and certainly didn't demonstrate reducing them with infrared and view and sending by wind length, although I did later. But it was, when I did it, there was no one there to show. They were, everybody was busy wrapping up. Anyway, that is the one thing I certainly wish I had done. But gained so much more of the so many positive things that I certainly won't fret over. Big positive things were all the interoperability and relationships that we were able to build and improve and work on. Things that we were able to talk about and with different people. At the exercise, that it was such a positive experience in general. Alfalfa Mike 4 Tango Tango November. This is Alfalfa Romeo 4 Charlie Yankee. Good evening, Sue. Your comments. Over.
This is Alfalfa Mike 4 Tango Tango November. Well, good evening, David, and everyone on frequency. I really liked the way that the voice nets were run. They pretty much started at, we started the training net at 8 o'clock, and then the exercise started at 9, where the alert notification was read, where one of our slant tangos, well, former slant tangos, was doing net control. Alfalfa Romeo 4 Echo Zulu, and he was able to lose his slant tango on that. And then they took a break until 2.
We ran until 11 and then took a break until 2, and the nets ran all the way until 9 o'clock.
So it gave every, and they followed the schedule, the Region 4 schedule, same frequencies and all, different states opened the nets, and I thought it worked out really very well. As far as just a little info commercial, the next net will be the Tennessee training net. All the plant tangos that are on tonight can join us because that net is for them to ask questions, and thanks for opening the net. Over.
This is Alfalfa Romeo 4 Charlie Yankee. Affirmative. I show 7 plant tangos here this evening. I'm sure you've looked at that. Of course, one of them's in Ohio, but maybe he can join you too. And thank you for being alternate net control. Thank you for doing those, helping with those voice nets. That's that is a regret that I didn't have, but I knew it wouldn't. It was a great regret going in that I wouldn't have more time to participate in the voice nets, but that was, like I say, that was a given. Thank you for your comments. Alfalfa Mike 4 Tango November. This is Alfalfa Romeo 4 Charlie Yankee. Good evening, Ron, and thank you for all your help and everything you did and your comments. Over.
This is Alfalfa Mike 4 Tango November. Good evening, David. Thank you very much for sharing all that information with us tonight. We really appreciate it. There's nothing better than getting an inside look at a served agency, especially in just basic communicating man-to-man and seeing how things are done. It's very interesting and makes it rather exciting. I was also kind of locked into my station at the exercise. I didn't really get out much. I had the the net's on frequency while I was showing different people how to use the SCS modem sending over the airwaves. So I didn't get out much, but I really enjoyed it. If I had any druthers, I would say that we need to set up some more stations so more people can get some hands-on experience. But all in all, I really enjoyed it. Thank you, sir. Over.
This is Alfalfa Romeo 4 Charlie Yankee. Very good. Thanks for those, for your comments. And, yep, that's something, two or three things we didn't do, but it's awful hard to do everything you want to, it seems like. It, all in all, though, I thought it worked out well when you stop and look back at it. Looking on the positive, certainly looking on the positive side. Out. Alpha, 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 Niner, Alpha, Charlie. This is Alpha, Alpha, Romeo, 4, Charlie, Yankee. Good evening, Steve. Your comments, over.
This is Alpha, 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 Niner, Alpha, Charlie. Well, I certainly appreciated the opportunity to expand the information that is necessary in order to operate Windlink, although I must say that this year there were quite a few people who really already knew what was being said, and this is just a verification, which was very gratifying. On the positive side, I thought that the training went exceedingly well. I'm sorry I had to leave Saturday night, but I had a family situation that I had to take care of, and hopefully I didn't miss